I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, I gotta say, welcome back to the Battleground America podcast. Just took off on a wonderful vacation where I was totally out of pocket hiking in Utah, so I wasn't able to record these, and I apologize for that. But I also want to give credit to PhD Weight Loss for making that Utah vacation possible. My daughter and I went on a 10-day hike and road trip. We hiked over 90 miles, a lot of it strenuous. That would have been impossible for me back when I was 30 pounds overweight and I still had knee problems from all that weight sitting on my knees. I could only go for a day or two and then I would have had to rest out. I couldn't have kept up with my 16-year-old daughter. But I'm proud to announce I did. I made it all the way through the road trip, all the way through over 90 miles of hiking, something that I couldn't have done before. What will you be able to do when you lose the 30, 40, 60, 80 pounds on the PhD weight loss plan? I don't know, but I can guarantee you this, it'll change your life like it did mine. So check them out, myphdweightloss.com. I've kept the weight off, by the way, for 15 months now. That's the most powerful part. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. You could do it from any state in the nation. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. Now back to the podcast. Okay, something to keep in mind about this whole Trump thing. You got to understand this, okay? These legal analysts are already getting on my nerves. I can take only like half an hour of them. And the ones in our media, they just don't get it. Still, they still don't understand. They keep talking about, well, you know, the sentencing guidelines for blah, blah, for Trump, blah, and precedent, blah, blah. No, no, no. Stop it. You're still not understanding. This court system is controlled by the New York system, from Democrats, from top to bottom. Okay? This judge was selected. Normally in the New York system, you go through what is essentially a lottery. It's a random process for getting a judge. Not this Trump trial. They made sure he got Merchan, which is why I'm telling you folks, I guarantee you, they made sure that the jury they had pre-selected ended up in the jury pool. You think they left that random? Come on, they did it. They did it. That was a pre-selected judge. You don't think the appeals judge can be pre-selected? These idiots wandering around, well, don't worry now, this will be overturned on appeal, not before the election. So what does this mean? These people walking around going, well, you know, there won't be any jail time for trial. I heard that. That was the second thing that came through my phone. Oh, well, you know, it's because of the sentence. It doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter what precedent is. It doesn't matter what the sentencing guidelines say. Get that through your head if you want to understand this. This is a post-American, post-constitutional court system. It is no longer recognizably American. No longer recognizably American. The sentence won't be either. No longer recognizably American. The sentence won't be either. It will not necessarily comport with what the law says, what the sentencing guidelines say. It doesn't matter. The sentence will be whatever is convenient and best for the Democrat Party's electoral chances. And as a trial balloon to see how the public would react, they leaked what the sentence will be on The View. They're doing this to gauge public reaction. Hey, what if Trump, you know, kind of was in prison conveniently for the next, 6 months so that we don't have to deal with him campaigning, so that he'll be in prison on election day? Here's Sonny Hostin leaking this on The View.
I spent this morning speaking to someone from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. They're called street fighters. He believes that they will recommend a one-year term in prison. And that is because when you spend a year in prison in New York or under, you serve in Rikers Island. Okay? Also, I did some research.
Right.
The other thing I'd like to say is the other reason that they will do this is because he has shown an utter disregard for our institutions.
Yes.
And prosecutors, when you are recommending a sentence, you are not just recommending a sentence so that they can be rehabilitated or so that they can be punished. You're sending a message to the community.
Yes.
That this is not going to happen again. This is not okay. The other thing I want to say is that there's another thing that they will likely recommend is a 6-month split. 6 months at Rikers, and then the rest, 5 years, 4.5 years of probation. That is under New York law.
And 6 months at this table.
Now, and finally, very, 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 very quickly.
The sentence, it will be just as appealable and bizarre as the rest of it. It will be Trump's the only one ever, blah, blah. It violates the law, it's going to violate it all, okay? Just like the rest of it. Trump will not get justice until he can get outside of this system. That's just not going to happen. Why? This was all planned. This is a clip, ironically, from June of last year. This is a clip. This is former FBI Director James Comey. He was telling us what? You Republicans can hold a nominating convention all you want, but he's going to be wearing, I'll let Comey break it to you.
It's this crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
He knew. You don't think the FBI backgrounded every one of those jurors? I mean, I don't know if it was the FBI or the NSA, I don't know, but one of them did. That jury was pre-selected before those letters went out. This was not random. Not at all random. So let's go back. If you're a Battleground America listener, you already knew this was coming, okay? And look, this is one of these days, I know it makes some of you cringe, I got to take credit, okay? Because I stood there in the onslaught throughout the whole primary, and I told you what. If you vote for Trump, if you're okay with running with a convicted felon, because you're going to convict him. It's going to be unfair, it's going to be lies, it's going to be absurdities. And so many of you said they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. Don't say he's going to be convicted here. Don't say that. If you read my Twitter and you have followed my Twitter, I got taken to the woodshed. He's not going to be convicted. Why? So many of you think that he is superhuman. And look, I get it. He beat Hillary Clinton. I mean, probably the political dynasty. I get why you thought that. He's going to beat it. I said, no, he's not. He's not going to beat it. It's going to be rigged. It's going to be like Russia collusion. He's not going to beat it. And it was common. It was hundreds and hundreds. He's not going to. Don't tell me he's not going to be a felon. Yes, he will. No, he won't. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And he is. And not only did I tell you he wasn't going to beat it, I told you when the conviction would come. And I did it 15 months ago.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I did it 15 months ago. I said it's going to be after he has amassed enough votes to be the nominee, but before the convention. Why before the convention? What is their plan? What is coming next? What did I tell you? What have I told you? Charlie Kirk did a whole podcast. Turn me a new one for this prediction. Ironically, said my name wrong the whole time. Thought that was funny. Anyway, yes, Charlie Kirk did a whole podcast on how I was wrong about this. And I just nailed it. That's the funniest part. Why before the convention? Because they want to tear the Republican Party apart. Because here's the thing, folks. And I kind of see the hand of God in this. That's just me. That's how I look at the world. There's five cases out there, okay? The plan was to begin the trials in March. Why? After Super Tuesday, right? So he would have racked up enough votes that he would be our nominee, right? And get a couple of convictions in. It was supposed to be two convictions, not just in this one case. Because two cases were scheduled, remember? The Jack Smith, the federal prosecutor Jack Smith, has been waylaid by Judge Cannon, right? Who is actually an honest judge. She won't let him go wild. They're trying to fix her right now. The Department of Injustice. They're trying to fix her. So we were supposed to have two of these convictions before the convention. But the FBI got busted sealing the evidence that proves Trump is innocent off from the court, off from the grand jury. Grand jury never saw it. They didn't see any of it. They hid it. So, and also sealing off the evidence that the FBI tampered with the evidence in those boxes, and sealing off the evidence in the classified documents case that actually the federal government insisted Trump pick up those classified documents. And when he did not, they shipped them to him. Then they raided his home to get them. All of that was sealed. Grand jury didn't see it. Grand jury didn't hear it. And now the public doesn't even know, because the mainstream media is blacking that out. Okay. Those trials aren't going forward. We might get the Fannie Willis one in before the election, but I'm very skeptical they'll even pull that off. So they intend to, remember, to have four or five of these. They were going to tear the party apart. There was going to be two convictions before the nominating convention. Okay. Now it's one. So their little scheme has hit some roadblocks here. What they wanted to do was induce maximal fear and tear the party apart. They wanted to rip away the 20% that supports Nikki Haley, the Nikki Haley, Tim Scott kinds of candidates, the uniparty candidates, the Lindsey Graham candidates, the Bush candidates. They wanted to tear them away. You can't run a felon. We can't do it. They wanted a big fight. Even if Trump came out of it as the nominee, they wanted him bleeding. Why? Because this was always going to be razor's edge. Okay. Remember, Trump did not win the popular vote in 2016. Hillary did. He hit the electoral vote just right across the swing states that he's the president. So they know if they can just shave off a couple of points of GOP voters, they got this. That was the goal. That was the goal, to freak Republicans out and tear the party apart, so that by the time you get to the general election, there is resentment against Trump because he ran, because he didn't step aside after the felony conviction. That was the plan. That is the reason for the calendar. Once you understand the calendar, everything else makes sense. So this was James Comey telling us what the calendar would be a year ago this month.
This crazy world that Donald Trump has dragged this country into, but he could be wearing an ankle bracelet while accepting the nomination at the Republican convention.
Uh-huh. Yep. And that's exactly how it's going to go. So now we're looking at sentencing just a few days before the convention in hopes of peeling off some of those points of Republican support. Not a lot, but they don't need to peel away a lot. And they know it. They only need to peel off a few points to pull off an election win here. Okay, here's my biggest fear going forward. This is what I would do at this point. And this is what I suggested they would try to do last year. Here's the whole calendar. If you listen to Ballot of Ground America, you know it. They start the first trial after, as I said earlier, he's amassed enough votes to be the nominee, but before the nominating convention. You get him convicted going to the nominating convention. Watch the Republican Party tear itself apart. When is the Democrat nominating convention? It's a month later. So what do you do? Republicans ultimately end up nominating him, but after tearing the party apart, causing a lot of bad will, maybe shaving off a couple of points of voters who vote down ballot, but not for Trump because they resent that he didn't drop out because of, you know, the conviction. OK, then what do? The real stunner? You deep six Biden. Biden and Trump are the two most historically unpopular duo ever to run against each other. Both have popularity ratings, favorability ratings in the low 30s. They're both within the margin of error. You take either of those guys and run them against a normal campaign and they lose. Now, what do you do with a felony convicted Trump? Maybe a felony convicted Trump who's in prison because his appeals of the prison sentence failed because the New York court system is Democrat top to bottom. What if he wasn't running against Joe Biden, whose, again, approval rating is in the early 30s? What if Joe Biden was to suddenly disappear in July after we have locked in our candidate, after we've locked in Trump? What if they ran him against, I don't know, Amy Klobuchar, Gavin Newsom, pick any of them, Gretchen Whitmer, it doesn't matter. They will curb stomp a felony convicted Trump because those guys, as unpopular as say even Newsom is sitting at 42%. We can't counter them. So I got to tell you what, I'm not going to sleep, rest easy here until we get through their convention. If Donald Trump is our nominee and Joe Biden is their nominee, it's our only hope with a felony convicted Trump. And let me tell you why that is. You and I know that this lawfare against Trump is a Democrat operation. Joe Biden's just a figurehead. I'm not sure the American people will blame Gretchen Whitmer or Amy Klobuchar or Gavin Newsom for the fact that Trump is sitting in prison. I'm not sure that they can draw that line. I think they can only draw it to Biden. And that's what scares me. The Democrats have to have figured this out. So again, I won't rest easy until Joe Biden is nominated by the Democrat Party.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.